The Denver Post hosted the hour-long debate. Both candidates are locked in a tight race, and both stayed on message. Udall attacking Gardner as extreme and out of touch. Gardner criticizing Udall for being in lockstep with President Barack Obama. The topic of women's reproductive rights came up several times. Here's Gardner explaining his positions on IUDs and the morning after pill.
The fact is, I support over-the-counter contraception made available without a prescription. When it comes to the other issues, those are legal and nothing is going to change that.
Gardner was also asked about his initial support for the Personhood Amendment. He no longer backs it, but does support the Federal Life Begins at Conception Act.
Senator Udall said that a good faith change of position should be considered a virtue and not a vice. The federal act was simply a statement that I support life.
For his part, Udall defended his decision to focus so much of his campaign on women's issues and says he hasn't gone too far.
Reproductive rights are important to millions of Coloradans. Colorado was the second state to grant the franchise to women.
Udall also defended his support for Obamacare and backing the president's policies.
This race is between Congressman Gardner and me and our respective records. Congressman Gardner continues to throw out the number 99%. I want to remind him that he's running against me in this election.
The candidates also touched on gun rights, immigration reform, entitlement spending, and foreign policy. Gardner says Obama isn't showing leadership when it comes to the Islamic State.
The president said we have no strategy. The president said they are junior varsity actors. The president said we will lead from behind, and that's Mark Udall's plan, too, because he agrees with him 99% of the time.
Senator Udall says the U.S. is going to wipe out the Islamic State and says Gardner follows GOP orders.
He talks about this number, 99%. Well, he's been 99% with the Republican leadership in the House on everything from women's reproductive health to supporting minimum wage workers to climate change. 100% of Coloradans know he's in the wrong place.
The two also traded barbs over Colorado's recovery from devastating floods. Here's Udall.
We rode in a helicopter. We were unified. We got off that helicopter after seeing the devastation, and we headed back to Washington, D.C. with a focus on providing relief and support to the people of Colorado. I don't know what happened on that plane ride, but when you got off that plane in Washington, D.C., you took a whole different approach. You voted to shut down the government. The facts are clear, and the effects were real. You delayed the recovery.
Meanwhile, Gardner says Udall is trying to politicize a tragedy.
I sat in your office, Senator Udall, to work on the legislation that you are bragging about. We worked together to find solutions for people in need. The Vice President of the United States was in Greeley, Colorado, and he said even if there was a government shutdown, flood relief would not be impacted. We asked the Vice President about that.
The two candidates are doing a handful of debates. Polls show the race is a statistical dead heat. I'm Benta Berkland.